It's Monday, April 1st, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, we're diving into the work of the FBI in Sierra Vista, a conversation sparked by Supervisory Special Agent Adam Cushman's recent engagement with the Southeastern Arizona Contractors Association. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona history. Did you know that Greg Proops is an actor, stand-up comedian, and television host from Arizona? He is known for his roles on both the UK and US versions of Whose Line Is It Anyway, and as the voice of Bob in Bob the Builder for seasons 10 to 14. Proops began his career in improv comedy, quickly becoming a staple in shows and comedy tours across the globe. He has appeared on various TV shows, provided voice work for films and video games, and hosted the podcast The Smartest Man in the World. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Their diagnostic imaging department ensures that patients have access to high-quality diagnostic capabilities. They recently gained a new 64-slice CT scanner, ultrasound system, and X-ray equipment, as well as an upgraded MRI suite. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story. A conversation around the work of the FBI in Sierra Vista was sparked by Supervisory Special Agent Adam Cushman's recent engagement with the Southeastern Arizona Contractors Association. With a two-decade tenure at the FBI, Cushman brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the table, shedding a light on the agency's structure, crime trends, and the unique challenges faced by the Sierra Vista branch. The FBI, with 56 field offices nationwide, oversees several smaller resident agencies, including Sierra Vista's, which falls under the Phoenix jurisdiction. This office, staffed by 8 special agents and supported by additional personnel, is tasked with investigating crimes across Cochise, Graham, and Greenlee counties. Cushman emphasizes the significance of counterintelligence, especially given Sierra Vista's proximity to Fort Huachuca, where the threat of foreign adversaries attempting to steal secrets or compromise military personnel is a constant concern. A notable portion of the Sierra Vista FBI's efforts is channeled into the Cochise Border Corruption Task Force. This collaboration with the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol focuses on uncovering cooperation between border officials and organized crime. Despite the cyclical nature of their successes, the task force's workload remains consistent over the years, neither increasing nor decreasing significantly. Online scams represent another primary focus for Cushman and his team, particularly those targeting southeastern Arizona's residents. He recounts an instance where a community member was defrauded of approximately $5 million in a romance scam, illustrating the sophisticated and predatory nature of these criminals. The FBI's commitment to identifying and dismantling these operations is relentless, with efforts ongoing to protect local citizens from such exploitative schemes. Throughout his talk, Cushman engages with various questions from the audience, touching upon the FBI's public perception and the challenges of navigating political dynamics within law enforcement. Despite external pressures, Cushman reaffirms the FBI's core mission, seeking truth and justice, undeterred by political controversies. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, are Arizona schools still teaching kids how to read analog clocks? Or is it no longer deemed a necessary skill as the world continues to become more digital? Maria Staubs of Cronkite News has the story.
If I ask you to tell me what time it is, what would you do?
I think I'll check my watch or ask Siri.
I'd use my phone.
Probably check my phone.
But what about the analog clock?
adults have cell phones and there's a digital clock on their cell phone. Many classrooms have digital clocks instead of analog clocks. Not all. We do have some analog clocks here at Lowell.
At Arizona schools, learning how to tell time is still part of the curriculum, but the skill just may not be practiced anymore. How often do you think you use an analog clock?
Never. Never anymore.
I read it about, I don't know, once a week maybe if I need to.
Without practice, the skill fades.
Can you tell me what time it is? I'm going to go 8:30, 7:30.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I don't think I can read that anymore.
That's okay. It's actually 10:30.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's unnecessary to use those things anymore.
As it turns out, reading an analog clock might not be so unnecessary.
The only way that you can ever learn to manage time is you have to be able to see it.
Leslie Josell is the founder of Order Out of Chaos, a coaching firm specializing in time management. According to Leslie Josell, the only way to internalize time is by externalizing it through visual aids like an analog clock.
People think time is invisible. I don't think time is invisible. Time is very three-dimensional. Time has a beginning, middle, and end. Time has a past. A time has a future.
For students who might have trouble getting started on a task, she says seeing an analog clock allows them to visualize when they will be done, which helps them pace themselves.
It allows you to see done. And most of us, when we can't see done, can't begin.
Josell recommends keeping an analog clock in every room because while learning to tell time is one step, seeing it is one of the most effective ways to manage time. In Phoenix, Maria Staubs, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Hi, this is Didi Rodriguez, the executive director here at Prestige Assisted Living. We are offering a free guide on heart health for older adults on our website at prestigecanhelp.com. It includes information on common heart health risks and tips on how nutrition, fitness, sleep, and stress management can promote a healthy heart. Visit prestigecanhelp.com to download your free guide today. Again, that is prestigecanhelp.com.
Now an event coming up that you should know about. This Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., head over to the San Pedro House to observe a hummingbird banding session. Up to 10 species of hummingbirds use the green corridor of the San Pedro River as a freeway between their tropical winter retreats and their northern nesting grounds. You're invited to get a close-up look at these tiny travelers as staff and volunteers from the Southwestern Arizona Bird Observatory capture, band, weigh, measure, and release them as part of long-term studies of the bird life of this vital migration route. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Reinhard Lignan. Reinhard was born in Morrill, Minnesota in 1929. He worked as a cowboy in Montana, had some success as a stock car racer, and eventually enlisted in the Navy. He retired in 1973 after serving for 20 years in the submarine force. Post-retirement, he continued to serve his country, working in the Naval Shipyard in Bremerton, Washington. After his second retirement, he volunteered for the Laborers for Christ, completing church construction. He and his wife, Esther, raised seven children. They moved to Sierra Vista in 2000 and became involved in their church, Emmanuel Lutheran. He loved Phase 10, Mexican trained dominoes, and playing the accordion. He was strong-willed, had an enormous heart, and could fix anything and find humor in every situation. He survived by six children, 17 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Reinhardt's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.